My guest, Mark Borowski, is an educator and archivist for the James P. Johnson Foundation, working with the Johnson family to preserve the work and memory of an overlooked American musical genius, James Price Johnson, a giant, I think it's safe to say, of American music. My guest is Mark Borowski.
We're going to be focusing on Johnson's recordings from the 1920s and the 1940s. Combining these two because he re-recorded many of his classic recordings from the 20s and that second decade. He began his recording career actually in 1917, making his first piano rolls. His first audio recordings were made in 1921, and Carolina Shout, Harlem Strut, and Keep Off the Grass clearly have a very strong ragtime tinge to them, even though they're still heavily infused with the jazz style that would become his trademark.
Where does Keep Off the Grass fit into Johnson's arc?
In the 1920s, any aspiring stride pianist would have to master essentially a catalog of Johnson's compositions in order to be able to be considered a proficient stride pianist. These pieces included, most prominently, Carolina Shout, and then secondarily, Keep Off the Grass. There were often signs on pianos with, you know, a warning saying, "Keep off the grass." It was meant to be a warning to black pianists at piano showrooms, for instance. "Do not put your fingers on the keys" is essentially what it meant. I suspect that this is where the connection lies, even though I can't prove it. It was recorded by Johnson in 1921 and recorded as the flip side of OK 4495, which had also Carolina Shout. So this is one of the most important 78s in jazz history. Thank you.
From October of 1921, significant recordings of James P. Johnson, Keep Off the Grass and Carolina Shout, clear statements of his Harlem stride style.